HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, he promised him, gives him a beautiful promise, a beautiful haftocha. Rebeis Yezaracha, Chafei HaShemayim, I'll give you children like the stars of the sky. I'll give you the Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisraelah, Yisborchu B'Zaracha Kol Yeretz. Tremendous bracha. Says the Pasuk, says Hashem, why am I doing this? Ekev Hashem Shama Avraham B'Koli. Why? Because Avraham listened to my voice, he listened to me. Vayishmor mishmarti misvosai v'chukosai v'sorosai. Next page, whatever. Right, so Hashem says, Avram listened to my voice, and he watched, he kept my mishmeres, my mitzvos, my hukos, mishpotai. Rashi brings Pasha Pshat, that Avram kept the kotor kula, the rabbanas, the rices, the ones from Har Sinai. That's Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, because Avraham Avinu was such a tzaddik, and he was very careful to go ahead and keep and follow the mitzvahs. They weren't mechuyev yet, but he kept them all at that time. The special person, therefore I give him these special brachas of Eretz Yisrael and Zerah. Furno says something very different, I think. The challenge of the Sepurna was just to be able to read and say pshat. It's not so pasha, but I think I have pshat. And once we have that, I think we'll see at least two chidushim. Says it's for no. Hey, Ekev Hashem Avram Bekoli, Mkhashir Sivisiv, whatever I commanded him to do. Vayishmor Mishmarti, he did everything I said. Vayishmor Mishmarti. What does that mean? Vayishmor Mishmarti. Osa Tomid HaMishmeres HaMyuchedesri. Avram Avinu always did that Mishmeres, that special thing, I don't know how to translate exactly, which is mine, which is special for me. I'm an expert. I specialize. I focus on something special. And Avram did that. He always kept the mishmeres, that special guarded, valuable hanhaga, which is miyuchadri, which is what shayol gimol chesed, which was what? Who am I, Hashem? I am. What's my? How do you interpret? How do you see me? What's my special hobby? I guess you might say. What do I excel in? What's my expertise? What's so chashuv to me? What's so special to me? As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Kol Orchos Hashem Chesed V'Emes, all the ways of Hashem are Chesed V'Emes. Right? Hashem is Chesed V'Emes. That's like unique to me. That's my highlight. That's my focus. It's my hobby, whatever you want to call it. And he did this. I'm a Mr. Chesed. He's a Mr. Chesed. Horos Chatom Aderech, and to lead Chatoim on the proper path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to teach him Torah, to teach him what's right, or chatam, people are straying from serving me. He teaches them the proper path. Then, where was that? So he did chesed. And he taught chatam baderech. He got in the right way. He led him back on the proper path. How was that? Avraham Avinu did this. Kasher kara b'shem Hashem. He used to, v'yikra b'shem Hashem, it says, he called in Hashem's name. And he also watched my mitzvos. He kept all my mitzvos. Right? He kept all my mitzvos. All the mitzvos that B'nai Noach were in Estav on. At least those, the Shiva mitzvos B'nai Noach. And therefore, by doing this, since he kept all the mitzvos, he was a Noah Doresh. He darshan, he preached, right? He talked to people. He told them about what it means to live a Torah life, what the proper derech is, and he was not Mekayim. He was a Mekayimit. He wasn't a two-faced person who was a hypocrite. He darshan one way, do as I say, not as I do. No, chas v'shalom, he was not Doresh, not Mekayim, kemo face the rabbin. Seems to be guiding light, a wonderful thing to people. It was Kiddush Hashem. People enjoyed it. People liked it. It was inspiration. I mean, that's the best word, inspiration, a wonder to people. And therefore, people responded. When people saw that, Avraham Avinu, he darshan a certain lifestyle, and he followed through also. He was not darshan, not mekayim. Therefore, he was a mofis rabim, and therefore, he was karb Hashem Hashem, was hatzlocha. He was morachat tam aderach. So, Shalos, what does this furno mean? So, I think, it's pretty clear to me, There was an asatam in mishmeres from yuchedusli. He did my mishmeres. Are we referring to one mishmeres or two mishmeres? Is it one thing he did chesed? Number two is a marbis Torah. So it seems pretty clear to me. That's not the pshat. It's not also tomer hamishmoros, whatever the exact dictum could be, right? It's not he did my mishmoros, my various different things, but no, he did my mishmeres. My mishmeres is chesed. How did he do chesed? Right? Hashem is balches. How did he do chesed? Because he went ahead and he called b'shem Hashem. B'shamar, the whole thing is how he did chesed. Right, in the pasuk, he brings the pasuk and tell him, you'll check it out later on both sides. I just checked it there a little while ago. I saw it, so it's interesting. But the pasuk says in Tilim, Perek Chafhei, pasuk Yud, but Perek in Tilim says, Karachos Hashem Chesed Emes, and right nearby, Kal Pesukim, right next to it says, Ulahoros Chatam Aderech. Whereas that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not referring to that Avraham Avinu did that. That's afterwards. But Hashem is someone who is Orchas Hashem Chesed, Oyas Chesed, and he teaches Chatam, he teaches people how to inspire Hashem, wants to lead people in the right way. And Avraham Avinu did that. How did he do that? How did he do the Chesed of, remember, it's one Mishmeres, not two Mishmeres, it's one Hanogah. There's one beautiful thing that Hashem had. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and Avraham Avinu followed suit. He taught, he called on Hashem's name, and he followed through, he did all the mitzvos, right, that the Bnei Noach were stav, and therefore he was a successful Marbis Torah. So I think what this foreigner was saying that Hashem is the Mr. Chesed. How does Hashem do Chesed? By going and teaching people, by being Marbis Torah, teaching people, putting back on the right path. That's how he's Marbis, that's how he's doing Chesed. And Avram did it also, because he called B'Shem Hashem, and he followed through with the Hanhaga. That's what I think Pshat Rabbo says. So there's, it's not two separate things. It's not two mishmeros. It's one thing. Hashem is about chesed. How is the chesed done? As you see in the Pasuk and Tehillim, it's all one thing. And it doesn't say hamishmeros, it says hamishmeres. Hashem does chesed. How? He goes ahead, he does chesed, and he teaches people to do the right thing. Avraham Avinu did the same thing. So what do you see? So first of all, Rabbo says, So what is the chesed that the Sfarno, that the pasuk that Sfarno is referring to over here? He says the Farish. As we know Avraham Avinu, you go back to first, second, third grade, and it's true nowadays also, in the base medrash also. Avraham Avinu, we had the house with the four doors, Achnas Orchim, Parshas Vayera, with the Arabs and all the people, and Mr. Baal Chesed, third day of his after his Mila, he's the weakest, he's in pain, he's dying through Chesed, he can't handle without Chesed. He's a Mr. Chesed, the paramount of Chesed. Right? Chesed Avram, he's such a Baal Chesed, he cares for Orchim, not his Orchim. That's all true, Rabosai. It's all great and it's all nice, and don't throw out your teachers for teaching you that. They taught you the right thing. But that's one level Chesed. There's a higher level Chesed. If you want to widen that Kodesh Baruch Hu, go ahead and bless Avram with the bracha of Eretz Yisroel, the bracha of Zara. It wasn't because he was a great Baal Chesed, he had four doors, and he did all the fourth and third day of the Mila. No. The Chesed he did was because he cared about people to guide them on the right path. L'horos chatom aderach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Hashem's, the ultimate Chesed is manifest when you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and cares about people, tries to guide them. I don't know exactly what he's referring to, but Hashem inspires people. Hashem is yearning for it. He wants whatever. He begs them, whatever the story is. He gives the whole Torah how to do it. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. So Avraham was ultimate Baal Chesed because he cared about people. He cared about people. He cared about people's ruchnis. Now the Rishiva always used to say that if you care about someone's ruchnis, not his gashmis, that's not Chesed. Because you don't care about him. You have to care about his gashmis also. So we're not saying you should just care about his ruchnis. Chas v'shalom, Rachman v'Litzlan, don't quote me on that. You care about the person's gashmis, care about his physical needs. If he's hungry, you help him out. But the highest level chesed, where you can really help a person, if you really care for a person, is to go ahead and help him out in ruchnis, help him do what's right, help him guide him. He shouldn't go off the derech. If he's on derech, help him make it easier for him, do more mitzvahs, more chesed, whatever the guy, learn more Torah, whatever it could be, however you can help him. That's the ultimate Rabbo say. That's number one. So that's the real chesed. More so than all the chesed that Avraham Avinu was famous for back in grade school. More than all that. More than Mesiras Nefesh for chesed on the third day and for the Arabs, the lowlifes, whatever. More than all that is the chesed you're concerned to help a person out. Help a chaver out. He's having a hard time learning pshat. He's having a hard time staying in the yeshiva. Whatever it is, that's the ultimate chesed. Number one. And the Matur Rabbo say is, I think, a whole new perspective we see over here. According to Rashi, Pashu Shaz, Vayishma Mishmarti kept all the mitzvot, you know, beautiful. He's a big mitzvah doer. He's a big Eved Hashem. He does every single mitzvah. That's true. That's all correct. But what's the highest level? What's the greatest thing to be said about doing mitzvahs? I would say, okay, you're doing the mitzvahs, right? I do 613. I do all of them. I didn't miss. I did one of not one of error did I do. I did all the mitzvahs. That's great. But there's something higher than that. When you're doing the mitzvahs as an inspiration, right? You're doing L'shem Shemayim, no question. But on top of that, you're going ahead and you're doing it. You know what the focus is? Because I'm going to inspire someone else. Because I can be a role model for someone else. I can be a Mofes Ram. I can be a Mekad Hashem Shemayim. When people see how a Ben Torah acts, how I act, how a Yori Shemayim acts, and all the chesed I do, and all the mitzvahs I do, all the proper behavior I do, the emes, whatever it might be, I'm an honest person in business, all that, Rabbi. The fact that it rubs off on someone else, that's the ultimate of chesed, the ultimate value, it seems, of the mitzvahs. And that's the schus why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and said, I'm giving Avraham Avinu the schar, the special reward of Eretz Yisrael, with zocha to that, with zocha to children, in terms of kechol hayom, or in this case it was kol hashamayim. Sorry, right? That's schus Avraham Avinu had, because he was on the highest level of chesed, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just doing mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, I'm not taking away from that. Chas v'shalom. It's great to do mitzvahs. Hashem wants to do mitzvahs. You do that. But you know, if you do it in a way which is a mofes rabbi, which inspires someone else. I'll just share with you. I remember, I think I said it many times, right? I don't know if I said it in this chabura, but it just reminds me all the time. There's a story of a maisa, one of our chaverim back in yeshiva, back in the olden days. And he was in yeshiva for many years. And he got married. I think he learned for about, 2 years after the chasna. And he decided to go into business. So he got a job. I think it was in the Health and Hospital Corporation of New York, something like that. Some kind of desk job, a blue collar job. He wasn't making a lot of money. He got a regular, nice little job, 9 to 5, pushing papers, whatever. And he used to, you know, get to work in Manhattan. I think Brooklyn. I don't know where it was. I'm sorry. He used to come at 9, come back at 5, and go home. He was exhausted. Finally, got to the point. He came to the Rashiva Zasal and he said, "Rebbe," he says, "I'm so frustrated. Help me out." Avram, whatever his name, Rav Avram, what's the problem? He says, "Well, I was used to be in the yeshiva so many years. I got Hanoi. I used to work on my shah, working on Sferno, on the Sferno in this parish over here, whatever. I used to work on all the chedushim was gavaldik. Now, okay, if I'm making a lot of money, but I'm not making a lot of money. So what am I doing? So I'm killing myself 9 to 5. I get no sleep from the job. I come home, I'm exhausted. I can't spend time with my wife. I think I had a little baby by that time. I'm not sure. What am I doing with my life? It's just like there's nothing to it. There's no." So Shiva said to Avram, "Let me ask you a question. Am I correct that maybe, if you'll notice, you know, when you're in the room with your yarmulke, they see you're a frum, you know, God-fearing Jew. Maybe am I right that, am I correct that maybe when you're there, so people, you know, act a little differently. Maybe their language, the way they talk is a little cleaner. They don't, you know, they change their mode of speech. That maybe is shayach, and you maybe think about it." He says, "Yeah, Rebbe, you're right, yes. So what about maybe they like put away the magazines, you know, when you come in, the inappropriate magazines that, you know, they put on their desk because you're some special or holy rabbi, you're not a rabbi," he's, you know. He says, "Yeah, Rebbe, yes." So Rashi said, "Avram, your job is not a 9-to-5 job to put food on the table. That's also, your job is 24/7 to mekadesh Hashem Shemayim, show people what it means to be a Ben Torah. Show them how a Ben Torah acts, how an Eved Hashem, how a God-fearing Orthodox Jew acts in the public venue. That's your job. No matter where you are, you're at home, you're in the shiva, you're on the bus, you're in the work, that's your job. Hey, chetim, so you have to make some money for your family, so you have to do that, you know, but it's a different perspective, Rabbi Osai, and that's this perspective. A guy is Mekai Shem Shemaim, he's the ultimate Baal Chesed, he's Avraham Avinu, he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ko Aruchos Hashem Chesed Ve'emes, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem loved Avraham so much because of that. That's what this person is.